Hey y'all, welcome to the neighborhood. I am super excited to be here today. That's right, babies, I'm getting ready for Christmas. Are you ready? Well, I need to tell you, we won't be here next week because I will be spending time with the family. And you should too. But y'all know what we do here. We get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. As always, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on, and let's chat. I have to take this moment to give you the disclaimer. I am not a mental health care professional. I'm just a nosy neighbor that has experienced a few things and wanted to share my experience with you, my neighbors. The Bible say, love thy neighbor as yourself. And the things that we usually speak about in this podcast are things that I have experienced or I've been close enough to experience and know that some added information probably would have been helpful. That's what we do here. We get information that helps us better mind our own business. Now, last week, we mentioned postpartum depression. Of course, y'all know how I do. We have to start with a good working definition of postpartum. Postpartum simply means following childbirth. Not to be confused with postpartum depression, because everybody that gives birth, even stillbirth, has postpartum. But not everybody experiences postpartum depression. We are going to talk about those things that occur during this period of postpartum that oftentimes lead to depression. We're talking about it because there's not a lot of talk about postpartum depression.
After birth, the body is a mess.
But it's still producing and it's repairing. This is why when a woman is experiencing postpartum depression, there's very little she can say when people ask her if they can help. Because these are things that her body has to do. So her body is taxed inside and out. She is caring for and cleaning up behind others, maybe a child or a spouse. And she's also working and she's also nursing a newborn baby. Women are amazing. If your mother is still living, take this opportunity to tell her thank you. And if you can, go ahead and wash her feet as a sign of gratitude. This is also the reason why postpartum depression is unique for each woman. They say that 10 to 15% of women experience deep depression after childbirth. But that's not to say that the other aren't experiencing any type of postpartum depression. As I mentioned, this form of depression is characterized differently for each person each day. So it's never the same from person to person. It's never the same from day to day. If you've experienced postpartum depression, you'd probably be familiar with several of these indicators. You'll feel sad and cry a lot, even when you don't know why. You'll be exhausted, but you can't sleep. Lots of women experience tiredness after childbirth. I mean, I challenge you to find a woman that's not tired after childbirth. But I think that's another reason why postpartum is misunderstood. It's because it's like you're speaking a foreign language, but you're using the same language. So when you're saying that you're tired, but the tired is different. It's like you can't move, you're paralyzed, but not really paralyzed. Our bodies have just gone through the most traumatic human situation. Now it's having to repair itself, so it needs the rest. It needs the rest to repair cells. It needs the rest to create milk for our babies. And whether we plan to breastfeed or not, our bodies still work to produce milk for that child until we intervene and stop it. So it's also like you're saying you have a loss of appetite, but it's different. It's like food never existed. Like food doesn't even have a purpose. You're saying I'm sad, but it's different. It's like nothing has ever been good. Nothing can be good. What is good? How does good feel? And that's on a lighter side. And that lighter side may have you experiencing confusion, like out of body moments, like you don't understand your own self feelings. Literally, you don't understand your own self. You don't understand your own feelings, but at the same time, mashed together. But on a heavier side, the never been good, never seen good, can't possibly be good. If it's that heavy of a side, you might experience things like wanting to hurt yourself or your baby. And if you're at that moment where you feel like harming yourself or your baby, you need to get you and the baby in some transportation and get to a doctor immediately. It's not to be taken lightly. We've seen stories in the news of women that have experienced postpartum depression and have harmed themselves or their children, or they've harmed themselves and their children. And it's given postpartum depression such a stigma that when a woman does feel unlike herself, she's not willing to share that she's not feeling herself, not feeling like herself. And like I said, my loves, I'm speaking on things that I know from experience. With my last child, I experienced postpartum depression, and it was like I was a zombie. I was walking around and I felt hollow. Like there was nothing inside of the skin and the bones. And I remember just being sad. Just being extremely sad. Crying sad. And I called my doctor and I told her that I was feeling sad. And I, to be honest, I don't know what prompted me to call my doctor and tell her that I felt sad. I didn't know anyone, or at least I don't know of anyone that went through postpartum depression and spoke about it. You know, I may have known some women that have gone through it, but they didn't speak about it. So I didn't know. I just knew it was a sadness and I couldn't stop being sad. I would watch my favorite shows. I would listen to my favorite music. I would try to put on makeup. I would try to, you know, eat something. I would try to talk to friends that, you know, usually make me smile. And there was just no joy to find. And I'm a very upbeat kind of person. And it's odd when I can't crack a smile. So while I was on the phone with my doctor, she asked me if I was okay. And I told her, I'm just extremely sad. And she asked about my daughter. And she told me to get us in a car and get up to see her. And she kept saying, make sure you bring the baby. Come and make sure you bring the baby. And at that time, it just felt so weird for her to say that, because I didn't have any inclinations to harm my baby. I didn't have any inclinations to harm myself. I was just sad. And when I got to the doctor's office, of course, they took my daughter, and I'm pretty sure they did some check to make sure that I hadn't harmed her or anything. And I appreciate that they did that. You know, obviously postpartum depression is unpredictable. And so I'm glad they did, you know, check her out and everything. And I just had a conversation with my doctor, and I told her that I've never felt like this before in my life. And she offered to write me a prescription, and I refused the prescription because I was breastfeeding, and I just didn't know how the medication would have affected my daughter. And I wanted to just find a natural way to fix what was wrong. And what I wind up doing is asking her if she had an alternative solution. And she gave me some pamphlets that had, you know, how to deal with postpartum depression, but it literally said how to deal with depression. It wasn't specific to postpartum depression, although it did have a link for a support group that was in the hospital and a couple of others that were nearby for postpartum depression. And I advise any woman that is experiencing sadness after having a baby, not being able to connect with their baby, like that bonding thing, like that looking at them and just loving them kind of thing, you should probably get into a support group. My oldest daughter was 12 when I had the youngest. And so I would literally be holding my baby and I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her, but I don't see her. I'm looking at her. She's right there, but I don't see her. Like there's no connection happening. And that made me afraid. I was deathly afraid because I am a person that is very in tune with family. I've always been a person that look at the whole picture, the way things come together, how families work. And I knew exactly what I wanted to do as a mom. I read books, you know, with my first child, I read books and I've seen things in the book play out, you know, so I am a professional mom at this point. I mean, I've seen the things in the book work out. I've seen things in the book that didn't work out. I've made some of my own things to put in a book, you know, so this second baby, especially with the time that I had in between the two, I should have been extremely excited to use that knowledge, but I was lost. Could not find myself. I didn't feel like myself. I literally looked in the mirror and didn't see me. I don't know who it was. I looked in that mirror and I didn't know who that was. Like, who is this? But that's a part of postpartum depression that you can't get anyone to understand that hasn't gone through it. They don't understand that. They don't understand it. And I do thank God that I had one friend in my life that was unconventional. She was my unconventional friend. She was the one that everybody ought to have one. Everybody ought to have that friend that says, why not? Go ahead and try, you know. And she told me, she said, listen, tell me all the stuff. Tell me all the stuff you think that a mom should never say. Tell me if you feel it, but you feel like no mom should ever say it to me now and just get it out. And that was such a pivotal moment for me because there were so many things going on in my head, so many things that I felt like I had to stay true to outside of me. And that just made me even more disconnected from me. So I advise any woman that's going through postpartum depression or that is feeling extremely sad after a baby or that's not feeling yourself. I don't mean like, you know, you're tired because like I said, you know, a degree of tiredness comes with the job, you know, being hungry, a degree of that comes with the job. But you know you. You know when the tired is too tired. You know when the hungry is too hungry and you know when the pain is too painful. Talk to your doctor. You know, I'm going to link some support groups and I'm going to list some 800 numbers and just some general websites. But if you can, go ahead and reach out to your doctor to see if you can get some things closer to you. But I will tell you this, the one thing that pulled me up out of my postpartum depression was the gym. I used to work out for 15 minutes and I could only do 15 minutes because my baby didn't feel the bond either. And suffering from separation anxiety whenever we weren't together. She would scream her head off whenever we weren't together. Fortunately, God blessed me with a lady in the gym that did childcare. And she said, hey, I will hold her in here as long as I can stand it. I realize that you need this. I'll call you over the intercom when it's too much. And I thank her for that. Because just those 15 minutes got me to a point where I could see myself again, where I could feel like myself again. There's lots of ways to get past postpartum depression, but you first have to recognize it. You first have to give it name. You first have to honor what you're feeling. Mind your own business and take care of yourself. That's it for us today, my loves. We will be talking more about postpartum depression. I'm so glad that you came and hung out with me here in the neighborhood. Go ahead and look for us on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook and Instagram, we are at Your Nosy Neighbor. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. And I love you more.